Today on Gardening in a Minute, spring irrigation maintenance. Irrigation systems are a wonderful convenience for helping to maintain our landscapes, but they do take some care. Now's a great time to test your system to make sure it's operating correctly. Check all your irrigation zones to see if the heads are working properly and unclog or replace sprinkler heads that aren't functioning. Adjust the heads so that they're not watering sidewalks, streets, or driveways. Water applied to these surfaces wastes your money and precious natural resources. Adjust your irrigation timer when the seasons change so as not to over or underwater. You should also calibrate your sprinkler system to determine how much water you're putting out with each application. This is an easy process that can be done by anyone. For more information about irrigation and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, fertilizing fruit trees. Many of us are growing fruit trees in our landscapes, but we're often unsure of how to care for them. Most fruiting plants should be fertilized in early spring. For success, you should know a little about your crop, choose the right product to do the job, and apply it with the right frequency. Young citrus trees are fertilized with light but frequent doses of a citrus special type fertilizer. After they've been in the ground for 3 years, we fertilize them 3 to 5 times per year. Choose quality products that contain micronutrients and apply them at the recommended rate by broadcasting them under the canopy. Check with your county extension office for help fertilizing your peaches, pears, and other fruit trees. A little knowledge and care will ensure your fruit trees will provide a bountiful harvest. For more information on fertilizing, visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Florida-friendly landscaping principle number 2, water efficiently. Many homeowners overwater. Overwatering does more than deplete the water supply. It also makes plants prone to pests and adds to stormwater runoff, which pollutes our water resources. Don't let the calendar tell you when to irrigate. Look to your plants for telltale signs of water need. Water your lawn only when at least half of it shows wilt. For landscape beds, consider using micro-irrigation systems to put water only where you need it. If you have an irrigation system, make sure it's working properly and not watering paved areas. By choosing drought-tolerant, Florida-friendly plants and watering correctly, you can reduce water bills, insect and disease problems, and maintenance requirements. For more about watering efficiently and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, oakleaf hydrangea. It's sometimes tough to find eye-catching shade plants, but oakleaf hydrangea is a large native shrub that's a real showstopper in shady gardens. In early summer, oakleaf hydrangea produces cone-shaped clusters of white or cream flowers that can tower up to a foot tall. The flowers stay on the plant for several months, changing to pink or purple and eventually to tan. Oakleaf hydrangea's deeply lobed leaves can grow up to 8 inches long and turn burgundy in the fall. The leaves fall off in the winter, but the plant's peeling bark provides continued interest. Oakleaf hydrangea grows best when it's planted in slightly acidic soil underneath taller trees. Many cultivars are available and range in size from dwarf forms to those that can reach 10 feet tall. For more information about oakleaf hydrangea and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, creating an edible landscape. You can easily incorporate food-producing plants into any sunny yard and turn it into an edible landscape. All it takes is a little planning. Rather than planting traditional shrubs, choose plants like hardy rosemary or pineapple guava. That way you'll be able to enjoy the way they look and taste. The next time you're ready to add any new trees, consider ones that will bear fruit or nuts, like a citrus or a pecan tree. You can easily tuck in a variety of tasty herbs among other plants in your landscape beds. Always do your homework so that you'll choose plants that are suited for your area and you'll know how to care for them. Creating edible landscapes is fun, and it allows you to bring harvests with incredible flavor to your table. For more information about edible landscapes and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.